Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to my show. I'm glad you're here. Rob Grady's here. Robert Grady, G-R-E-D-E. Robert Grady is our good friend and great member of our Brain Trust. 6 years now, he's been hanging out with us. He's the president of the Grady Company, an award-winning copywriter and columnist. He's the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, now in its third edition, maybe more since that I don't know about. That tells you how successful it is. And also Rebuilding the Brand, also 5 Kick-Ass Strategies Every Business Needs to Explore. And he's our good friend, Rob. Welcome back.
Thanks very much, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So I love it when our Brain Trust members join us, like you, who are thought leaders, visionaries, futurists. And you're looking into the future, and you're seeing what's coalescing out there in the future. The atoms and the protons and the electrons and all the different elements of our world are coming together out there. But we don't always see them coming together. We only see it when they get together and make something that we recognize. And by that time, it's almost too late. So talk to us about some of these trends that you're seeing.
Well, Jim, one of the things that's prompted me is the Naked Marketing I wrote back in the 1990s, and it was all about being market smart very easily and quickly. A lot of small business people are technicians. They know how to make a widget and how to sell a widget, but
right.
They really don't know anything about marketing. And so
right.
This book was designed for small business people. But the landscape has changed, and the second edition started talking about e-commerce. The third edition included social media, but I'm seeing new trends that marketing people really need to know and understand, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. It may prompt a fourth edition as we launch some of these new marketing efforts that are becoming more and more influential.
Are some of these trends changing being altered as much because of how people are behaving differently or because of technology?
Technology is the primary driver.
Right.
The five, real quickly, I know we're pressed for time and trying to get through these, but we're really looking at measurement is becoming a whole lot more sophisticated. And the reason for that is because technology allows for that. The second one is a thing called account-based marketing, which is focusing on, I call it micro-marketing, but the hip and trendy phrase is account-based, and it means focusing on individual accounts and marketing to a specific company as opposed to a target market or a niche.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is called influencer marketing, and it talks about not marketing in terms of numbers, but key players. You don't want to have the most followers. You want to have key followers, influencers in your market. The fourth one is what we call native advertising, and it's all about ads that look like news, advertorials and things like that. They're native to the media in which they appear. And the fifth one and the big one you and I have talked about in the past is video. That's the new content king. Everybody's going to memes and videos and that's what people want to. They want to see movement.
People like that.
Yeah.
So the first one, measurement, that's always been so important. Why is it more than now than ever?
Well, it's becoming easier to measure things, particularly because of the use of the internet. We can measure in so many different ways that way. Back in the old days, and I'm hearkening back to as little as 10 years ago. More than half of your advertising was done based upon gut feel. You really didn't have any way to measure whether your ad on television or your ad in the newspaper brought in new customers, unless you had specific things in the ad that said, like, come in for your happy meal this week and then you could tell how many times people came in for the Happy Meal.
Or you gave them a specific phone number to call in on.
Exactly. A specific phone number or website to hit or something
email.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing direct marketing, that's a different thing. You're doing mm-hmm. direct, any kind of direct marketing efforts, that's a different thing. But general advertising is very difficult to measure. Not so on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell how many people click on that. I can tell how many click-throughs I get and how many visits to a particular website. The measurement is becoming, I don't want to call it easier, but it's more definitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's becoming much more important.
What helps small business owners is we oftentimes choose the things to promote or to sell or to or whatever, the color of the walls we paint our building. We choose those things based on what fits our eye, but it might not fit the customer's eye. And for us to make a change, somebody has to slap us upside the head with evidence that we're wrong before we make that change. And this kind of measurement is what we get slapped upside the head with, isn't it?
I think so. I think that the biggest issue, Jim, is the ROI. I can mm-hmm. tell how much I'm spending. I know exactly what I'm spending. I can tell
right.
now how much I'm going to get in revenue and whether
mm-hmm.
or not that spending is going to pay off and what the ROI is. And
what about the account-based marketing? How does that work?
Account-based marketing is all about focusing on a specific account. I target that company or those three companies that I want to do business with. It's a lot higher return on your investment than other types of marketing because you're going to be going after a specific company. I remember with one client of mine, we identified exactly what their needs were by identifying who our competitors were. We knew that our competitor was going after really good service and really low price. We went in there with really good service and outstanding quality, and we went after the quality issue, and we said, our quality is so much better than your current user. So we focused on the one area that our competitor could not, and we won the account. And the
mm-hmm.
return on your investment is so much greater when you do it that way rather than using a hose and trying to splash everybody.
And this is the kind of approach that really fits small business owners. Coming back to what I said when I told the audience you were coming, Rob, and that is our special sauce. What you just described is dumping a truckload of our special sauce on specific targeted customers.
That's exactly right. You're identifying those customers that are going to be your hottest.
If you only need 100 customers, Rob, if you only need 100 customers in your business to be successful, why are you trying to advertise to a million? You know, why would you do that?
Good point.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about the other trends that are marketing futurists. Rob Grady.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.